Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
This episode of the JB and Benny Blue Review is brought to you by our friends at SavageCBD.com. Get the best in CBD products and get a deal while you're at it. Use our code REVIEW, that's REVIEW, for 15% off your first order plus free shipping. Go to SavageCBD.com right now.
Hey, Bird Gang, this is your boy, former Cardinal Jeremy Bridges. Tune into the number one podcast on the web, my show, JB and Benny Blue Review, right here on KSRN Arizona.
Ooh, episode 211, and I ain't talking about that nasty-ass beer. It's episode 211 of the review.
Oh, 211, ooh-wee.
That just sounds like a bad high school party, baby, but damn it, man. We are here to give you that funk for your viewing and listening and pleasure. Make sure to follow us at JB and Benny Blue for all your social media needs. If you happen to miss our show live, don't even worry about it, player. We got you on the podcast form. For now, we'll talk about that later. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, like, share, subscribe. Shout out to our guys over at KSRNAZ.com, casualsports.com, live streaming right there out of the desert, and our family at the Believe Podcast Network. And also make sure to follow us on IG. Wait a minute. Could it be? Dr. Jeremy Eugene Bridges III Esquire has his own Instagram. Oh my God. It's a Christmas miracle. What can they find on your new page, sir? Talking to people.
Well, just more personal content, you know what I'm saying? A lot of my fitness stuff, you know what I'm saying? And, of course, it's at 73KingJB73. It is not spam for people that see it.
It's really him.
It's really me, you know what I'm saying? I just, like I said, with the moves that we're making, everything that we got going on with the podcast and the podcast Instagram page and the content that's about to start going on there, you know what I'm saying? It was only right. It was time, right? Now, if I can get Twitter to allow me to make a Burning Bridges podcast page, that'd be great. Whatever Twitter want to make the page. Right? Twitter, y'all, you know. I'm loyal. I got a segment of my podcast about y'all. Just
right, exactly.
You know? It's designated to the tweets. Yeah. Tuesday nights, you know what I'm saying? Burning Bridges podcast, you know what I'm saying? Live streaming, you know what I'm saying? 6:30 Pacific Standard, 9:30 Eastern Standard, 7:30 Mountain Standard Time, okay? At AAT Sports _, you know what I'm saying? AAT Birds, you know what I'm saying? Both of those on Twitter, you know what I'm saying? Live streaming for sure. And on YouTube at both the AA and at All About the All Athletic Television Sports Network. All Athletic Talk Sports Network. I said it perfect yesterday. All right, but it's on YouTube. You go to YouTube, you know what I'm saying? You'll find it. And a lot of the sister podcasts from the AAT Sports _ Network. But yeah, you know what I'm saying? We're doing great things. It was cool. You know what I'm saying? We had our top picks and all last night.
You did? I was about to ask.
My brother, you know what I'm saying? Southern Miss to the top all day. It was a great interview, man. You know what I'm saying? It was good to see him. And like I told him, I was like, man, this show has allowed me to see so many of my boys that I ain't seen in so long. You know what I'm saying? Just via the live stream and be able to sit and chat it up with him. But he's doing well, you know what I'm saying? And we continue to wish him success in life, you know what I'm saying? And again, appreciate you being on the show, big dog.
Yeah, friend of the show. I know that one was a long time coming, so I'm glad you finally were able to get on. Yeah, man, it's a beautiful thing. You've been able to reconnect with a lot of cats and have them on the show. And, you know, it's just, I mean, it's such a great platform to be able to do that because, you know, everybody's all about the country and the power of technology, man. The power of technology.
The power of technology is amazing. You know what I'm saying? It is, man. We love to see it. And, you know, more to come on all podcasts, you know what I'm saying? All our podcasts, the True Blue, you know what I'm saying? The JB and Benny Blue and the Bird. We got it on live.
Well, coming up, we're going to talk about, the Brian Flores bombshell lawsuit. You know, we've been talking about this issue for many years on this fine program. Tom Brady retired? Question mark. Jim Harbaugh flying the coop? Question mark. And, of course, recapping the AFC and NFC Championship and a whole lot of mo. At any point, you guys know what to do. Drop a comment or question at any point for any segment to go in. Will, we got a special request in the DM. We're going to do a little reaction video a little bit later. But Dr. Bridges, we are so delighted. Speaking of our friends, we are here to support them with some new sponsorship. We are sponsored by the official clothing brand of the review. That's Valley Boys Associated out of the desert.
Shout out to the VBA. Zach and Cody.
The sweet life. Zach and Cody. Visit them at valleyboysassociation.com and use code podcast22 for 20% off your order at checkout, man. I mean, look at this, man. They got the fresh gear. You know, they already laced us. They got more coming. We got some collabs going along the way. They got the crew necks. They got the, you know what I'm saying? They got the joggers. They got what you need, baby. And they are our young boys. We love them to death. Yep. So again, please head over to valleyboysassociation.com and use code podcast22 for 20% off your order at checkout. And
great job.
Oh my God. Do you need a new whip? Well, please tap in with our guy, one of the best car sales professionals in the United States, our guy, Dr. Tim T, and head over to itstimtobuy.com. Now, he's in Iowa, so if you're in Iowa, he can see you in person. But even if you're not in Iowa, text REVIEW to 515-400-7003 and let him know what kind of car that you want, and he will lace it for you. I'm telling you, he's one of the best in the business, and I don't say that lightly because I used to do what he does, and it's a hard gig. We already know no one likes to do the whole dealership song and dance. I promise you, he makes it way more easy and specialized for you. So again, whether you're in Iowa or anywhere in the country, text REVIEW to 515-444-7003 and he will hook you up on a new or pre-owned vehicle of your dreams. So tap in with our guy.
Just great Tim, stuff going on, man. Great stuff.
You know what I mean? We're just showing love to our friends, goddammit.
That's how we do, man. You know what I'm saying? Keeping it in the family.
And of course, sponsorship questions or hate mail, hit us up, jbandbennybluereview@gmail.com. All right, let's get into it right now. We got to let Dr. Bridges burn on this, but we're going to set the table a little bit. So all this is really kind of happening today. So former Dolphins head coach Brian Flores is currently suing the Dolphins, the Giants, the Broncos, and the NFL for discriminatory hiring practices, and alleges that old greasy Stephen Ross was offering him $100,000 game to lose. They also allege that he tried to set up some sort of like Wolf of Wall Street yacht meeting to meet a prominent quarterback. Everybody knows that's code for Deshaun Watson. Right. He was trying to do some shady ass shit. Now, for those who aren't really up on the story, this could potentially turn into a class action lawsuit. You heard what Hugh Jackson had to say about what the Browns were doing as far as not offering him cash money, but basically stacking the deck against them, cutting players to make the team worse so they were losing it better draft picks. Right. But what Coach Flores is seeking in the lawsuit, among other changes, is increased influence of black individuals in hiring, increased objectivity of hiring / terminating GMs, head coaches, and coordinators, increased number of black coordinators, incentivized hiring / retention of black GMs, head coaches, and coordinators, and transparency of pay for GMs, head coaches, and coordinators. So, JB, as you know, we've talked about this in many different ways, in many different forms. You yourself are trying to get back to the fraternity and become a coach, soon to be head coach in the NFL. What is your reaction to this overall? You're like,
hell no. GM? Yeah. Head coach? No.
But nonetheless, we've talked about this over the years. So what is your kind of overall reaction to this particular scenario? How do you see it playing out? And in your mind, what do you think needs to change now that people are finally kind of, you know, shaking the tree and making a big push to make this change?
Well, shout out to Brian Flores, you know what I'm saying? And shout out to all the guys that spoke out to have his back.
There are many other coaches that did.
Right, yeah, many other coaches, a lot of players, former players that he coached. At New England, especially New England, you know what I'm saying? And they are openly saying, yo, I got your back on this one, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, they know who he is, they know the character of the man. And that's important. That's big time. Now, is anything going to change? I don't know, right? I don't know. Because we've had incidents, this is the biggest flame we've had thus far, right? Now, we've had some whispers, you know what I'm saying, about the Rooney Rule and yada, yada, yada. Hoop-de-whoop-de-whoop. I said it on Twitter. I say it on Twitter all the time. And I got into it with some clown from Minnesota, you know what I'm saying, trying to show me that we interviewed these people. That I don't care, right? Anytime social media is putting out there that a black head coach candidate got interviewed, that's just the team satisfying the Rooney Rule and them trying to pacify people. You know what I'm saying? Basically, look what they're doing. Shut the fuck up, right? Basically. So, shout out to Brian Flores for literally blowing the whistle, right? He's the whistleblower in this situation, and it's awesome. And they all deserve it because basically they brought him in to satisfy the Rooney Rule. It just got openly admitted when Belichick texted the wrong Brian and said congratulations And Brian Flores was like, man, I ain't even been up there yet. What you talking about? He was saying, like, I ain't even been to the interview yet, right? But also, you know, saying me reading about the situation, the people that needed to be there for the interview, of course, the GM, the head coach, a lot of, you know, a couple of the higher up executives, you know, VP of player personnel. What's up, Timmy? How we doing? How does the owner enforce the sale? Bro, that's a long road, bro. I mean, you see your man's in Washington. The Washington Commanders are still owning the team.
Oh, so talking about that. And yeah, he was doing all types of dirt, and he's still in the
league. Yeah, it takes a lot. Yeah. It takes a lot for him to get pushed out, man. That's a whole lot of money, bro. So, yeah, without, you know, he would, like Vinny just playing the text message right now, like, that just, to me, pushed him over the edge. Now, he's been coaching NFL football for a long time, right? That right there just pushed, in his mind, pushed him over the edge. Like, man, look, that's fucked up. Like, really, you know what I'm saying? Y'all really still going to bring me out here to try to interview me, knowing that you have this man, you know what I'm saying, is already, he's the guy, right? That's the NBA, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, the NBA is different from the NFL. Way different. Way different, mm-hmm. as you see. Mm-hmm. Right? So, it's just, it's wonderful that it's happening. I'm scared to say it. I'm going to continue to say it. I don't know how much difference it's going to make, though. Right? These old rich white men ain't going to never change the way that they think or change their product. They're just not. Right? And like, it's such a horrible situation. You know what I'm saying? Because you got those veterans. And we talked about this with the whole Kaepernick thing years ago. Right? In episodes, you know what I'm saying, past. It's a fucked up situation because you got people like Jemele Hill who's tweeting like, oh, if this don't have you draw the I'm through line, then I don't know what is, right? Jemele, these young black men have worked their ass off to be NFL football players. Mm-hmm. That's not something that happens all day, every day, right? There's a Senior Bowl going on right now for the next crop of young men who's trying to get drafted because this is their dream, right? It's hard and it's fucked up for you to try to separate them from their love, their passion. That's so fucked up to me. And every time I see some shit like that, I'm like, man, come on, bro. Like, you're an intelligent person. Like, you got to find another way to say something, right? Just, and we talked, again, I've said this openly before on our podcast, right? You can't, you know, it's a crawl. That's the crab in a barrel mentality, right? You're going to make another person of your same color text you feel bad about their choice of life. They worked hard for this. Just like you a journalist or whatever you are, you work hard for that. So for somebody to snatch it away from you because of what, you know what I'm saying, like what they got to be forced to choose, that's fucked up, right? Yeah, I mean, that's the thing about a snake, you know what I'm saying? You cut the head off a snake, that motherfucker going to move, continue to move for quite a while, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? But mm-hmm. here's the thing about the NFL. Well, there is no head of a snake. The NFL
yep.
is like that monster that we see with all the fucking heads on. Because exactly. there are a lot of different exactly. heads. So you can't just cut one head off the NFL, off the quote-unquote NFL snake. You can't do it.
Yep.
Right? Because yep. they'll defer it to someone else. And then they'll defer it to somebody else. Well, see, all these cats are equally powerful. Right?
Exactly. And I want to make that point real quick. Tim mentioned the NBA. The fundamental difference between how the NBA is governed and the NFL is governed is that in the NBA, Adam Silver has a lot of individual power. Adam Silver basically made that call to force Donald Sterling to sell the team. Whereas right. in the NFL, the owners, I mean, they really employ the commissioner. He's an employee right. of the owners. Mm-hmm. So they Jerry Jones and McNair and all those kind of like, so, you know,
one thing, they have a lot more power. One thing you gonna understand about the NFL, it is structured like our United States of America, right? It Very is literally, much, yeah. Yeah, you, yeah, you're right, Will. But it's structured just like our United States of America, right? They don't care about money. They don't give a fuck about money, bro. You can find them $100 trillion. The NFL is a non-profit organization. Fuck, they care about money.
They don't pay taxes.
They don't pay taxes. So every fucking dollar them fat hand motherfuckers get it, go right in their pocket. So,
right.
what was I saying? God damn it, I lost my train of thought. But the thing is going to have to happen is that they're going to have to, oh yeah, so the structure of the NFL is just like the United States of America, right? The president is a figurehead. That's it. So Goodell is a figurehead, right? He's the one that gets the shit thrown at him,
Yeah.
Right? But he
can't drop the hammer.
Yeah, all he's doing is acting out on the things that the people behind him, the puppet masters, are making him do. Right? Jerry Jones got more power in the NFL than Commissioner Roger Goodell. Let's just be fucking real.
Facts.
Right?
Facts.
This is the what we're up against. Right? Now, I said it on the Burning Bridges podcast. I don't know if Flores will ever coach in the NFL again.
And he acknowledged that. He was doing a bunch of interviews today, and he said, I understand the risk of this, but I'm looking at the big picture of it. And right. The Bill Belichick thing. Belichick texted him thinking he was texting Brian Daboll mm-hmm. to congratulate him, and then that's a hell of a way to find out you didn't get a job. But
right. Yeah, so I don't, you know, it's going to be the Kaepernick thing. It's going to be the Deshaun Watson thing, right? And I told Benny that shit. I was like, yo, you know, Deshaun Watson definitely won't play football this year, but he might not play football no more. Right? Mm-hmm. Because they stick together like that. Right? Outside of having more owners, you know what I'm saying? POC, like, bro. Who is that? Isn't it Raul?
Yeah, he was. Yeah, Raul shot his question last week. Yep.
Raul, I don't know. Raul, what's up, baby? And again, like I just said, solutions, whatever they allow. And that's just being completely honest. So, if they want this thing to quiet over, smooth over, and quiet down, then somebody's going to take the fall. David Culley was an example of a hire that they allowed to happen. Now, the Texans got into some shit because of they started to get a bad rap, right? There's some shit started to come out, right? So, and then the whole Deshaun Watson thing, they were trying their damnest to keep Deshaun Watson on their team, so they hired a black quarterback, a black head coach, right? So Culley was basically a fucking fall guy. Well, you see what they deal with this year. And he was making headway towards the end of the season when he was basically working with the scraps he was given, right? So whatever they allow to happen, you'll see some black head coach hires, right? Some teams that, I mean, like, so did Leftwich go down? He didn't get hired by Jacksonville.
Yeah,
right?
the only two recent signings have been McDaniels to the Raiders and Daboll, which we'll talk about. But nothing else has happened. Saints, right. Sean Payton left, so Saints is open. So right. You know,
The Saints head coaching job, Jacksonville head coaching job. Adrian Wilson did get the general manager job down there. So shout out to Dub, proud of you, buddy. You know what I'm saying? And so it's whatever they allow to happen. It's like that, and that's being brutally honest. It's whatever they allow to happen, right? And so, yeah, I mean, it is what it is, though. But I mean, just listen to what I just said, right? This is hard to cut the head off of fucking 15 snakes. How many NFL teams is it? 32?
32.
It's a 32-headed snake.
Yep.
It's a 32-headed snake. And how you going to cut the head off of 32 goddamn snakes? All right, it's going to take some time. Just know that.
Yeah. Because how many of the 32 owners are solid? Five?
Right. Because a couple of them motherfuckers going to slither up on the rocks and you ain't going to be able to get to them. Right? So, and that just is what it is. Literally and figuratively. You know what I'm saying? You're right. One by one. But that's going to take a long time, Tim. Right?
But
like I just said.
Here's the good news, though, to bring it back around. The good news is it sounds like this has a lot more, like momentum behind it than anything like this has ever had before, because now a lot more coaches are coming out and it could be a class action suit.
It's a lawsuit, bro, so it has to go through court and everything else. Bet your motherfucking ass they gonna try to make a monetary solution, right?
Oh yeah, it's gonna be in court for 5 years.
They're gonna continue to motherfucking try to settle it out of court. They don't want to go to court. That's the thing. The NFL they never want to go to court. They want to cut that shit short as soon as they possibly can. They want to make it quiet as fast as it can possibly be, right? That's their thing. They don't want it. They don't want the noise. They hate the noise. So they'll never go to court, right? Yep. Unless Brian Flores continues to push the issue, which he probably will. You know what I'm saying? He started fire, so now he got to blow that motherfucker when he's about to go out. You know what I'm saying? He got to fan that motherfucker. He got to waft it.
Right.
Got to waft it. You know what I'm saying? We got to get them flames back, right? So... yeah, I mean, as long as he keep pressing the issue, like I said, you're gonna see some things happen. You're gonna see some sacrificial hires, right? But the problem is that we got great, worthy, you know, saying completely qualified black head coach candidates. You know what I'm saying? So,
by the way, if you're the Saints right now, he ain't suing you. Hire him, right. Like
yeah.
Hire him. I mean, yeah, they don't have a quarterback situation, but shit, see, look what he did with Miami. I mean, hire him. I mean, yeah, shit.
He's a tried and true, proven good coach, point blank period. Like, you know what I'm saying? His time in Miami was cut short, of course, because of the foolery, and now we're finding out more about that. But yes, he's a good coach. He didn't get the guy he wanted quarterback-wise. There was dissension amongst the ranks. There was turmoil anywhere because of Tua being brought there. He didn't want Tua. You know what I'm saying? And like, so, you know, him and the owner wasn't seeing eye to eye, and GM and all that shit from jump. So he was going to be out of there one way or the other. But
exactly.
You know, I'm glad that he stepped up, you know what I'm saying, did what he needed to do. And yeah, it's hot now. You know what I'm saying? This shit is hot right now.
Listen, hey, coach, you know if you ever want to talk about this like in a real non-lawyer way, you know where to come.
Come holler at your dogs, bro. You know,
ESPN and CNN school, but you know where to come.
We can chop it up real greasy, you know what I'm saying?
You know? But hey, shout out to Rule for kind of taking me there, because that was my next thing. JB, I don't know how much money you got in the safe right now, but the Broncos are currently for sale. And that brings up a good point that he brought up. Should the NFL require at least one black and or person of color member of the ownership group? I mean, does this need to be into consideration? Is Puff finally getting a team, JB? Is Puff finally getting a team?
Listen, again,
is Dr. Dre getting a team?
We're going to see some sacrificial shit go on, but that is a good old boy organization. Right,
ooh-wee.
And I mean, and that's a big time good old boy organization, right? So for them to allow a minority owner to be full and complete ownership of an NFL team and literally have a seat at the table, right? Because that's why they have an owner's meeting, right? You know what I'm saying? That's why they have that, an owner's meeting. If it wasn't a union type situation, then it would just be Goodell. You know what I'm saying? Saying, hey, this is what the fuck we going to do. And y'all sit down and shut the fuck up. No, that's not how it works. You know what I'm saying? Like Benny stated earlier, they pay his salary. So.
Yeah, the NW. Get the fuck out of here. Man. Straight out of Denver.
Yeah. You got the first two letters right. No way. And the last one was just called at all. So you're right. No way at all is that going to happen. But. I think we'll see more coaches, but that whole black seat at the table thing, sir, that ain't gonna happen, man. That's just not gonna happen. These motherfuckers is not it now.
And for those who can't see the article from the Denver Post, it says 38 years after Pat Bowlen and his two brothers and one sister bought the majority interest in the team for $78 million, the Broncos are expected to easily break the current record sale price of $2.35 billion for a U.S. professional sports team set by the NBA's Brooklyn Nets. So you don't think there's any shot for Dre to get a piece? Puff to get a piece, Jay-Z to get a piece, get back in the game.
Again, good old boy.
You gonna let him in the club?
Not gonna happen. You will not be allowed to be up in this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, and even if they do, let them get a little piece of it, you will never fucking hear about it.
Ooh. Right?
Or again, if you hear about it, it's gonna be just for the figurehead. Like, we let Jay-Z get a little piece of the team. But Jay-Z just get a residual, you know what I'm saying, check every fucking quarter. He ain't got nothing to say about that team. Right? So, Magic Johnson
Broncos.
Magic Johnson is my color, Tim. So, again, no, he will not get a seat at the table. Right? Y'all not hearing what I'm saying. Basketball and football are different animals. It's just different. We want these things. Yeah, we would like to see these things happen, but it's just two different animals, man. For real. Like, it just is what it is.
Exactly. Well, we'll see what happens to that. And while the lawsuit gets cranked up, and we'll see if Coach Flores still gets hired for one of these openings, nonetheless, some of these teams have made moves. So you saw the Raiders hire Josh McDaniels and then Brian Daboll, as Bill Belichick informed Brian Flores 5 days early.
Inadvertently.
Do you think these are good fits? Josh McDaniels claims that he's learned so much from the last time he was a head coach with the Broncos, oddly enough. But what do you think about these hires for these particular teams?
Well, I mean, you live and you learn. You know what I'm saying? I have no doubt in my mind that Josh McDaniels is a decent head coach. I mean, he's had another, what, That was damn near 10 years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was like 2011.
Yeah, that shit was hella far. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Tebow his quarterback or some shit?
Right. So that was quite a while ago. So, of course, he's learned. You know what I'm saying? Now, as far as like Daboll, whatever. You know, so we'll see. Only time will tell. Right. But he got a huge hill to climb. McDaniels has kind of fell into a nice spot because the Raiders are ready to win right now. Right. Correct. So if you sharpen the skills of Carr and, you know what I'm saying, like bring, that whole, you know, he's a great offensive mind. So you bring that offensive mind to the Raiders. And then, of course, you know, they got a couple spots they got to fill defensively. You know what I'm saying? They need another dominant defensive lineman, a couple of them probably, you know, young one and a free agent. And got to shore up that offensive line a little bit. And, you know, they got a great, great stable of backs, you know what I'm saying, with Jacobs, you know what I'm saying, and my guy from Southern Miss, and, you know what I'm saying, and the Washington kid, like, you know what I'm saying, they got a fullback. Like, they're built for McDaniels' type of offensive setup.
Okay. Well, Daboll also comes from the Patriots coaching tree, as is McDaniels. Speaking of which.
I'm sure he is. Right, everybody comes from the Patriots coaching tree. Shit.
Exactly, and we, as history shows, that doesn't always work out. Speaking of the Patriots history, Tom Brady kid retires from the NFL after 22 seasons, but I don't know, man. Is he really done, though? Is he really done?
Tony Baker said something on Verbal Intercourse's podcast that Tom Brady ain't never done until he's dead in the grave. So, honestly, in my mind, he should be done, right? Motherfucker, you ain't got shit else to prove, right?
Talk to him, Raul.
Nothing, Raul.
Fuck out of here. Fuck out of here, Vikings.
Right. So, you ain't got nothing else to prove. 7 rings by 1 individual player, 2 football teams, right? That shit gonna be a record that's gonna stand for a long ass time. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about a long ass time, right? Well, Benny, honestly, you know what I'm saying? We might be old and gray, and we see that shit, bro. You know what I'm saying? That's being completely honest. Right? You know what I'm saying? Maybe dead in the grave, you know what I'm saying? Shit. But that record, and we don't say that too often. I'm pretty sure they said this shit years ago. That'll never be broken. But, you know, records are made to be broken. Never know. We'll see. But right now, his career, unprecedented, right? One of the greatest athletes to ever play any professional sport, and that's just that, right? Arguably, the greatest football player to ever live.
Now, the reason why I think he might get the taste is, number one, he said for years that he wanted to play till he's 45. He's 44. Right. Number two, he had a great year last year. He didn't have the Peyton Manning last year. Got there. And three, the cap hit for Tampa Bay is really bad if he cuts the contract short. So they sweeten the deal with incentives. I don't know, man. I'm watching. I'm watching you until training camp.
Well, yeah, of course.
I'm not believed until training camp starts and preseason.
He'll be so for the next couple of weeks. He'll be drinking fucking vegan tequila somewhere. You know what I'm saying? on a beach on a remote beach with his beautiful wife Giselle. You know what I'm saying? And the little Bradys and, you know, so the little Bradys probably be your grandma and grandpa, you know what I'm saying? But I'm pretty sure Gronk will be somewhere around and, you know, Edelman, you know, they'll all be there somewhere, you know what I'm saying? But
you know,
he'll eventually get back to work, right? And I don't know. We'll see. I don't, he's gone right now. And in my mind, he's staying on. But same time, it's like, you know, he didn't, you know, I told somebody that earlier, they were like, well, he wanted to go out with a ring. No, he wanted to go out on top. Like Benny just said, he had a good season. Like, he didn't have a shit season. So, he doing all right. Let's see. We'll see. Only time will tell.
Trying to get that rate.
USAA.
It's only for the military community. Future sponsor, goddammit. Speaking of Tom Brady's shadow, Jimmy G, he said he expects to be traded by the Niner gang. So, where do you think he's going to end up and why, Dr. Bridges? Old Jimmy G.
Well.
Could be a team with a new name if I'm reading the breadcrumbs, reading the tea leaves.
So here's the thing about Jimmy G, man. Jimmy G ain't never going to be better than Kirk Cousins. Never.
They're like,
that's his ceiling.
That's the Spider-Man meme.
Yeah, that's his ceiling. Kirk Cousins. So I said on Birdie Bitch podcast that Jimmy G, I think, is going to be a great backup quarterback in the league for a long time. For some fucking reason, they continue to want to make him a starter. And he continues to show people that he's not a fucking starter. I mean, him and Case Keenum to me are like what? You know what I'm saying? You give Case Keenum
but
a
bridge quarterback for a team that needs one, that needs to upgrade.
Right, of course.
Bit.
I mean, yeah, without a doubt. Like, you know, that's, you know, I'm not Heineke's not bad. Right? Like, we talking like Heineke is trash. Heineke's not bad.
Yeah.
Right? He's a game
Steelers,
manager.
Steelers maybe. Broncos
right.
maybe.
Texans maybe. Yeah. I mean, shit, Texans, you know what I'm saying, could probably be a very, you know what I'm saying, viable choice. But it's all speculation, right? It's all speculation. And it's about capital. Who has the most to give to the 49ers? You know what I'm saying? Because they paid Jimmy G. You know what I'm saying? So who has the most to give the 49ers? Who has the most? Who's willing to lose the most? You know what I'm saying? Like, teams like the Texans don't have shit to give him. You know, they still dealing with Deshaun Watson money. You know what I'm saying? The Broncos, yeah, maybe. That sounds, you know what I'm saying, a little more reasonable. You know what I'm saying? Teddy Two Gloves is there, but I mean, you know. Two Gloves can't really stay healthy. Like, he had a really bad year last year as far as injuries. And at Pittsburgh, I don't know. I think they want a draft. I think they got their eyes on a couple cats in the draft.
Ooh, interesting wrinkle. To the Colts, yeah. if they're tired of Carson, yeah, yeah. There is there is the GM relationship there.
So,
you're right about that.
So you mean to tell me you're gonna trade one Jimmy G for another Jimmy G? That's what you're telling me you're gonna do?
Ooh-wee.
No, because Wentz is. I mean, look, all in the same boat. It's like
it's too lateral. Yeah, it's too lateral.
Right. You know how they show them little shits on the screen. In the game, during the game, when they put something under a fucking Coke cup and they just motherfucking keep doing this shit, that's them.
It's a Pepsi challenge.
They're constantly fucking passing each other, but they ain't going no damn where. They pass each other, they get bumper to bumper, right? So these dudes are all the same quarterback, right? So they fuck up at the wrong time, you know what I'm saying? They really can't do much past what they can do. So it's going to have to be somebody who's desperate for a quarterback, right?
Yeah.
Desperate, right?
And or really like, needs like, somebody stable for like two
right,
years.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. But you said the correct term, a bridge quarterback. Somebody they can be competitive with, right? Backup car. I mean, shit, he definitely gonna be a backup somewhere in the near future.
Right. Right, exactly. Well, speaking of Taylor Heineke and Washington, oh, is the worst kept secret in the NFL, JB. The Washington football team is now the Washington Commanders. Good, bad, or should they stay their ass as the Washington football team? Because we kind of like the Washington football team.
The Washington football team wasn't bad, right? But I ain't got no beef with the Commanders. Like, saying they calling the Commanders, I just felt like they should have just called them the Washington Sentinels, like on the movie. You know, pay for the copyright, and you know what I'm saying? Fuck it. You ain't got the same colors, you know what I'm saying? You ain't got to have the same logo, none of that. That shit would have been funny as hell. You know what I'm saying? Say word to Joe Flacco. I mean, not Joe Flacco. What's the dude's name? Shane Falco. Say word to Shane Falco in this bitch. You know what I mean? But, I mean, you know, it's good they got something they can hold on to, and shout out to them, man, for making a change. Now they need to get that goddamn stadium, a new stadium built. Shit.
Oh my god, that jank ass. Yeah, they need some of Biden's Build Back Better money to do the infrastructure plan on FedEx Field. Good lord, they got rails falling and stairs caving in. Jesus, that stadium is a dump.
Man, that stadium,
good
holy
lord.
Shit, man. Like, come on, man, you got too much money for this shit, man. Just go on. Yeah, man, go on and get your.
I'll tell you what though, I'm looking forward to the chances to be let's go Commies. Yeah, they're the Commies, baby. Oh, they're Commies. Oh, they didn't think this one through, Dan Snyder.
There's another fucking class act for you.
The politically correct means the all skins. Hail to the all skins.
That's like downtown DC.
I agree, Rowan. I thought they should have been the Red Tails. I thought they should have been the Red Tails.
Yeah.
You know? Because it works for the song, it works for the initials.
First of all, they got to get that damn that stadium off that damn that Indian burial ground. Whatever the fuck.
Yeah, they're cursed. They're never going to win a title there. Yeah. So Landover. Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. And finally, Will, this is just for you before we get into a break. JB, I don't know if you knew about this, but Will was kind of share this at our DM at JB and Benny Blue, the Pillow Fight Championship, the world's first professional pillow fighting league.
What, bro?
He sent us. This is some ridiculous shit. Ooh, to lose the pillow, baby. And a ring and everything. Oh, he's taking off the shoes.
Get him off.
Playing. Can you kick or punch in this shit? Or is it just pillow? Ooh, the spinning back pillow. Wow.
Dog. Look, I done seen some wild shit, bro. I done seen some wild shit. I thought I seen it all when I turned on ESPN one day and I saw the Cornhole Championship.
Oh, yeah, that's been going for a minute.
Yeah, that's very, but I saw it. I'm like, yo, they shout out. endorsements from my pillow, you know, sleep number bed and shit. So, what? How do you even win?
Just hit smack people in the face enough? I don't know. Is Jake Paul about to do it? What the fuck's gonna happen?
All right, can you knock a motherfucker out with a pillow? What's in them pillows?
You ain't no feathers. Could.
Ain't no feathers in them hoes, you know what I'm saying?
No doubt, sir. We got you.
Come on, man. That's wild as hell, bro.
They gotta check the pillows like they check boxing.
Right, yeah.
In a roll of quarters and that shit.
Yeah, ain't no shoehorn, ain't no fucking horseshoes in the motherfuckers. Oh my God. Like, why? What are we doing?
Hilarious stuff. All right, folks, before we get on into some AFC NFC Championship recap, again, tap in with our sponsors, Valley Boys Association Clothing. Go to valleyboysassociation.com and use code podcast22 for 20% off your order at checkout. And if you're looking for a new vehicle, tap in with our guy, Dr. Tim Tinkle. It's timtobuy.com. If you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle, text review to 515-444-7003. That's 515-444-7003. And make sure to follow him for all updates at It's Tim to Buy on Instagram. Speaking of which, tap in with us at JB and Benny Blue on all social media. All right. Without further ado, let's get into some championship weekend recap right now. Pow, pow, pow. AFC Championship. The Bungles beat the Chiefs in OT. And, ooh, a thrilling matchup. Joe Scheisty get the gat. Taking the Bengals to the Super Bowl for the first time since the late 80s. This is a wildly entertaining game. But what did you think? What did you think about this game, sir?
So I'm gonna talk a little bit about the song "Get the Gat" for a second, right? Mm-hmm. Now we remember the 2019 run of the LSU Tigers, and that's 2019, right? That's when they won a natty.
Yes, correct.
One of the most fun, I think, the most fun college football team we've ever watched, right? Everybody fell in love with him. You know, getting the gat in the locker room on TikTok and all this shit and on Twitter, on IG Live. And the song Get the Gat was made by an artist named Lil Elk from New Orleans, Louisiana. It is a bounce track, right? Now, back in them days, it was made in 1992, right? I was in junior high, right? We used to dance to this song at our junior high dances, bro. Right? We was getting the gat in 1993. Now, I know Lil Elk never in his mind when he was in his homeboy fucking closet with fucking muffle around, you know what I'm saying, trying to keep the sound in with a fucking taped up mic, you know what I'm saying, with fucking the stop and go recording like on fucking Hustle and Flow. And he made this damn song. He never in his mind was like, you know what, man? In 2022, this song is going to be known all over the United States. I know it. I can feel it.
Twenty years later.
They're getting the gat. They are getting the gat. Cincinnati played a great, hard-nosed, hard-fought football game. The Chiefs held them to 3 points in the first half. Cincinnati held them to 3 points in the second half. Shout-out to the coaching staff of the Cincinnati Bengals, and shout-out to the the players for believing in themselves and believing in what they what they've been taught and the game plan and the work that they put in. And then as far as Patrick Mahomes, because he's really the reason why he lost the game to me, trying to do too much, right? At the last game of the last play before halftime, where he had Tariq Hill to his left, he turned to him. He should have threw the ball at his feet right there so he could kick 3 points, right? Then the Chiefs would be in the Super Bowl right now, right? But giving them hope at halftime was the worst thing they could have did. So, of course, you know what I'm saying? The shooter came out, drilled that bitch, and shit, it was a wrap, man. You know what I'm saying? So, shout out to, you know what I'm saying, them boys. Yeah, right. So, shout out to them boys. And it's exciting to see him in the Super Bowl because they are a fun young team. They play good ball. They play hard-nosed ball. They scrap. They fight. And Burrow and Chase, and I really think that they're like the heart and soul. And everybody talks about Burrow, but just their championship lineage brought to that team and the work ethic. Them two are dynamite together. You know what I'm saying? They are literally like lightning in a bottle, right? So shout out to them and everybody buying into the Cincinnati Bengals. Shout out to the city of Cincinnati. Man, congratulations, and that's that, man.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing, man. I'm really rooting for them, and they're coming out here because in the NFC Championship, the Rams beat the Niners 20-17 to become the second team in a row to play a Super Bowl at their home stadium. Mm-hmm. Ooh, the celebrities are out for this one, JB. I know it pains you. It's the NFC watching the NFC West rivals duke it out to go to the Super Bowl, but. Hey, the Rams got put it over the top. What did you think about this one?
That was a good game. I honestly think that San Francisco blew their opportunities at every turn. So they dropped an interception, pretty much lost the game for them, right? But there was a couple other plays, you know what I'm saying, when you look at, you know what I'm saying, it was just like Jimmy G, you know what I'm saying, Jimmy G in. Yeah, they just squandered opportunities, you know what I'm saying?
Jimmy G.
Yeah,
you're right, Jimmy G.
Will. You're right, Jimmy, you know, Jimmy G. He Jimmy G, but he wasn't the exact cause for it. You know what I'm saying? Like he screwed up because, you know, we kind of expect him to screw up though, right? So it's just a lot. And the Rams, I think the Rams just, they say that the team or the person that has the most interest in the fight is going to win that fight almost every time. And I think that the Rams were just hungrier. I think that they held on longer, right? Debo can only do so much. and again, you know, being out coach, like just the play that you just saw right there, you know, that's Shanahan being a dickhead, right? They ran that play last week and that put Trent Williams in motion. And of course it was all over the internet, like, oh my God, this dude is bad. Look at the 300-some-pound man going in motion. That's crazy. Well, as soon as the Rams saw that shit, they brought fucking four strong right into it. Come on, bro. Hard-headed, though. You know what I'm saying? Egotistical. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I can go on and on, but that right there killed him. That drop by Mans, that was...
Tart dropping that pick. Oh,
yeah,
wee.
Tart, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Tart, you feel Tart right now. And then, you know, just some piss-poor play in the defensive backfield. You know, situations like this right here. Penalties that they should have never got. Cooper Kupp is, you know, the new nickname is going to be 7-Eleven. His kids are always open, right? Yeah, so they fought for it. They fought hard for it, and I'll talk about my belief here coming up when we do our picks. So.
Yeah, well, as you know, we do Super Bowl. We'll be doing Super Bowl picks here next week, so we're gonna be saving that. But yeah, I mean, the reality is, look, the Niners beat them what, six times before this? Is it six times in a row, something like that? So realistically. That's enough tape for them to create a game plan. I still think Shanahan's a better play caller, but the reality is, I mean, Stafford's hungry, and Stafford is more talented, as you so eloquently put about Jimmy G. And, I mean, let's be honest, all that experience that he had from this come-from-behind two-minute drills of my kiddies, I mean, he's been training for this situation to have the right ideal team around him, and he finally got it. And they did, you know, they did enough on defense. Obviously, there really wasn't much action going on from an offense perspective in the first half of this game.
Right.
But, you know, I mean, LA was there. They're one game away from the Super Bowl in their home fucking stadium. Of course, right. They're going to show out to a certain extent. Yeah, you know? Yeah. So, Niner gang was in there despite their best efforts to not sell tickets to them. They were deep in there.
Oh, they were deep.
The reality is, this is just one of those matchups that it was kind of the right place at the right time because they played each other so much. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So,
yeah, it was about to happen.
Yeah, so that is a good question. Why the Pro Bowl was still? You think the Pro Bowl would be after the Super Bowl, so everybody could be in it who was picked? But that's a good question. What do you think about the Pro Bowl?
You really think? Me personally, I ain't playing no Pro Bowl. I just played the Super Bowl. Yeah, be fucking kidding me.
Hey, you can go on that vacation.
You go get sit paid. That out. You go get paid anyway. Shit, you know what I'm saying? So that's what people don't understand about the Pro Bowl. When you make the Pro Bowl, you make the Pro Bowl. You know what I'm saying? Now, you just get – what you do is you get the losing team's pay, right? So if you opt out and not play in the Pro Bowl, okay. You get the losing team's pay, but you still get paid for that motherfucker. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It ain't like you're going to be like, all right, go on. Nah, you earned a right to go to Pro Bowl. You just chose not to play in it. Yeah.
Mm. Okay. I never knew that about the pay structure. All right. So there you go. So again, we're gonna be tapping in next week, of course, making our official review, Super Bowl picks, Bengals, mm-hmm. Rams. Ooh, it's going down. I can't wait. But before we get on out of here, you know, JB, I thought this definitely had the potential of going the other way, but it didn't for now. So I got a little time for khaki man Jim Harbaugh. The interview for the Vikings head coaching job. And on National Signing Day of all days, but he was there for 9 hours and he left without an offer. He's returning to Michigan, and allegedly he told the AD that he'll never do anything like this again, and he'll stay at Michigan for as long as they want them. Look here, Khaki Man. Let's call it what it is. You've done good things. You've stabilized the program. You've had mm-hmm. multiple 10-win seasons. You've been there 7 years. And outside of that god-awful COVID year, it's been good. But here's the problem. They didn't hire you to be good. They hired you and they paid you on par with the Nick Sabans of the world, the Dabo Sweeneys of mm-hmm. the world, the Urban Meyers when he was still in college of the world. They paid you to be great. And while we're trending up, beat Ohio State, got the Big Ten championship, we made it to the college football playoff. That was 1 year, player. Mm-hmm. That was 1 year out of seven. So the fact that you thought that that was enough juice and enough reason to be like, you know what, I did my thing. I can go back to the NFL.
Yeah.
Don't put a quarter in the ass because you played yourself. Yes, you only are coming back to Michigan because you did not get the Vikings job. And you see what's going down with this whole lawsuit? This is the worst possible time for you to be trying to get a job, despite the fact that, yes, you could be a high-level NFL coach. Do you really think the Vikings job is a good job as it stands right now? Mister, you like that Kirk Cousins? You have two playmakers in Dalvin Cook and Justin Jefferson, and then basically the rest of the roster has to be rebuilt. Mm-hmm. So that's going to take two or three seasons to get it to a playoff contender level roster. And you thought that was worth interviewing to leave Michigan? What are your other options? The Jaguars, follow your boy Urban, the Saints? Who else? What are you even talking about right now? So not only is it the wrong time, you have not done enough for Michigan's program to justify, say, you know what? We've done it all. It's time for me to go. You will go back to the NFL, Jim Harbaugh, but you played yourself today. You played yourself today. And Tim, you might be right. He may just be delaying it for one more year. But regardless, you played yourself today by doing this shit on National Signing Day. Now, thank God, JB, the blowback wasn't too bad. We're going to have a very good recruiting class. Mm-hmm. But, bruh, Jim, you've earned back our trust this year. Don't fuck that up going into next year. Please. We got a good thing going. So if you want to go back to the NFL, that's great. But go back to the NFL when it's the right time. JB, the greener grass syndrome. It's like an OC who's the best OC and becomes a head coach and straight flops. The greener grass syndrome.
Like we've seen so many times.
So many times before. And like in the words of Forrest Gump, that's all I got to say about that. Talk to him, Will. I got some for that ass. I'm roasting him. You know what I'm saying? And Tim, so long as he's not shitting the bed, he's not going to get pushed out. It's just the whole thing about him having a wandering eye.
Yeah, they'll never boot him out of there. You know what I'm saying? But
exactly.
You know, Cam said it on Payton for half these cats want to be the man just cause. You know what I'm saying?
Beautiful, beautiful.
That's what it is. You know what I'm saying?
And that's it, Dr. Bridges. Take us home. We need us, sir.
Oh man, just continue to be safe out there, man. It's just crazy. I tell people multiple times a day, I'm like, man, I see people out there moving and shaking. I'm just like, I just can't get with it, man. You know what I'm saying? The world is weird right now, and it is what it is, man. JB, you'll be in town tomorrow. Holla. Holla at me. It's tomorrow, Thursday. Yeah, holla at me, man. So, but other than that, man, just, I mean, Pro Bowl this weekend. Enjoy, I guess. Other than that, man, ain't really nothing shaking. We appreciate all the love, man. You know what I'm saying? Mess with us. You know what I'm saying? At JB and Benny Blue and all social media platforms. Of course, you know what I'm saying? Again, my personal IG page is 73JB. I'm sorry, 73KJB73 on IG. You know what I'm saying? Of course, at Benny Blue Eyes is my guys. And then, of course, you know what I'm saying? Check us out on podcast, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Like, subscribe, share, all that shit. Tell your friends about us, you know what I'm saying? We're available on casualsports.com, live streaming radio in Phoenix, the city that I reside in, and the Believe Podcast Network, man. We do believe. Please believe me. My podcast on Tuesday nights, man, 6:30 Pacific Standard Time, 9:30 Eastern Standard Time on Twitter, at @AATSports_ and at @AATBirds. Shout out to the city of Philadelphia, all about the Birds crew. And the sponsorship questions, hate mail, whatever, hit us up at jbandbennybluereview@gmail.com. Rock with us, you know what I'm saying? We appreciate all our new sponsors. We love all y'all. Shout out to Trends Collab because y'all still fam. You know what I'm saying? And then Valley Boys Association. Tim, what is Tim's shit called?
It's timtobuy.com.
It's timtobuy.com. You got damn right. Okay. And of course, you know what I'm saying? Savage CBD, still in this thing, pumping. You know what I'm saying? So we love all y'all, man. You know what I'm saying? We love all y'all to death. It's been episode 211 of the JB and Benny Blue Review. We'll see y'all next week where we will make our Super Bowl picks. All right.
Oh, yes, indeed. With some special guests next week. And it's going down. Reviewers, we love you. Follow us at JB and Benny Blue. Until next week for our live stream. We are out, baby. Peace.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.